Let's get the latest on what's been happening in that ballot that may or may not, hopefully, will settle that long-running dispute at Greyhound Waste. Ingrid Miley, our industry and employment correspondent, is on the line. Where's it at, Ingrid?
Well, we've been at Liberty Hall, Anya, since about 11:30 this morning. The strikers have been going through the latest set of proposals. Those proposals include that 50 of the 78 would leave with a redundancy package of 4 weeks' pay per year of service, and they've agreed the payment terms for that. Those who stay will have a pay cut of between 15 and 19%, but they will get a buyout lump sum of 30% of what they would have got if they took redundancy. And about 13 are likely to be ring-fenced on their existing terms and conditions if Greyhound secures renewal of a particular contract. But as of now, they're just about to ballot. We haven't heard an outcome as yet, but I think it will be, you know, that there is a sense of inevitability, if you like, that this is likely to go over the line this time because, as one person put it to me, there's nowhere left to go.
OK, well, we look forward to hearing from you on Drive Time and on later bulletins on RTE. Ingrid, thank you very much indeed for that. Our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley.